You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are going to talk green energy with Don Weidenfeld. He's the managing director at Magnum Energy Solutions, and we're going to talk with Mike. Mike, are you out there?
I am, Jim. Can you hear me?
All right, we've got Mike D'Amfrino. He is the managing director at Engineer Tax Services, and we're going to talk about how Don can help you save money and go green with his products, and how Mike and his team can help you save money on your taxes and other great things with their studies that they do. Guys, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We appreciate that.
It's my pleasure. Now, Don, we talk all the time about Magnum, and Magnum can come in and retrofit a building and help them go green and bring money straight to the bottom line. We got a lot of real estate folks listening today. We got auction.com in the house. We got the CCIMs in the house. Let's go for it. Tell me a little bit about how you can help people save money.
Okay, what Magnum does is we are a manufacturer of controls. Systems, and we use occupancy sensors in the spaces, windows and door sensors, and occupancy sensors, which communicate bidirectionally to the thermostat. So it tells the HVAC system whether there's an occupant in the space. When there's no occupant, it pushes your air conditioning controls upwards, or if there is an occupant, it'll push it downwards.
Okay.
And that translates into 25 to 40% energy savings just on the HVAC alone. We also do lighting as well.
Oh, well, that sounds great. So it sounds like basically anybody that's got a transient population in their building needs to be calling you guys. Now, Mike, once they've called Don, how can ETS help them save even more money?
Yeah, good question, Jim. And we work with Don's firm quite closely, and others like that across the country that are doing some really innovative energy efficiency and other development work on properties and on all types of commercial and some residential buildings are doing some of these types of energy efficiency retrofits and improvements. But what we do separately as a licensed professional engineering firm, we're based in Palm Beach, Florida, but have offices across the country. Is we look for the property owner and sometimes for the CPAs. We work very closely with CPA firms to look at all federal, state, and local energy incentives, credits, rebates, tax specialty tax strategies that might be available to them, given what types of improvements they might be doing. In Don's instance, an example when a property owner might be looking to put enhancements to save money with their HVAC or lighting or windows or roofs or really anything in a building that might increase the energy efficiency of that building. Luckily, actually just a couple weeks ago, Congress has passed another extension. CPAs call it extenders, or it's called the PAPS Act, for another 2 years of different types of energy and specialty tax incentives for these types of improvements. They apply to new buildings as well as renovations or retrofits to existing older buildings. And one of those is called 179D, which could be 60 cents all the way up to $1.80 per square foot of a tax incentive. That's for commercial buildings. Another one is 45L, that's for residential buildings, and that's about $2,000 tax credit per unit. Other specialty cost segregation types of services that we do just to help the property owner if they're doing these improvements, like Don had mentioned, or others, to help capture any other federal, state, or local, even down to the utility incentives that are out there, because you definitely should take advantage of them. That's why they're out there. That's why Congress has passed them. And even if this is the first time that someone's hearing about some of these types of incentives that are out there, and they did something to their building last year or 5 years ago, or even back to 2006, they can still capture these tax credits and incentives and use them on their next tax filing. So right now is a good time to be talking about this. I was happy you were going to have this on your program because people right now are planning for their 2015 tax filings in March or April or extended into the summer. So right now is a good time to think about it.
All right. Well, listen, Mike, we're having a tough time hearing you. Maybe you can kind of try to dial back in and get a better signal. You know, it's tough for us to hear you, Mike. Now, Don, now we know that you guys work and you can, you know, you've got an electronic device that operates remotely in the properties. What is going on right now in Las Vegas at the Consumer Electronics Show, and what's the impact that's going to have on your routers?
Well, I mean, we're actually in the commercial business. The Consumer Electronics Show is more of a retail-type outfit. But,
okay.
Quite frankly, the awareness of our products is exploding exponentially. The Internet of Things and the technology has gotten to a point where the, you know, installations are seamless. The costs have come down to a point where it makes sense across the board, and the energy savings translates down to the bottom line on your NOI on your piece of real estate, which, you know, capping it out at a 6-8% rate, you're getting almost a 10-time payback on the invested dollars. And when you've got, you know, a company like Engineered Tax Services coming in with their tax credits, it more or less pays for itself without even having any money outlay.
Well, I think that if you're getting it paid for without any money outlay and saving money at the same time, that sounds to me like a win-win.
Yes, absolutely. It's a win-win for everybody, and especially the building owner. Quite frankly, you know, on the multiple basis of the cap rate, whatever we save them is really translated into an enormous, you know, money maker on the value of the property. Generally speaking, most building maintenance crews, they think about the energy savings and how it translates into the bottom line on the income statement, but they don't really think about capping it out and then in turn adding the value so they can sell the property at a big multiple of that savings.
Do we still have Mike?
That's when they can call you, Jim, and you could sell the building for them.
Yeah, well, I could call or I could refi it, that's for sure. Now, Don, we lost Mike, so Michael hopefully dial back in if he can get the gerbil working in his cell phone again. Oh, maybe that's him now. And so what types of properties, Don, do you focus on? I know you've had meetings with the big student housing guys at the National Multi-Housing Council, so student housing, what other stuff?
Yes, I mean, we focus on all verticals of real estate, commercial real estate, but our biggest verticals, because the owner pays the electric bill and the tenant or whatnot pushes the air down, our biggest verticals are hotels and universities. And right behind that will be office buildings that maintain significant vacancies, or when the owner is paying the electric bill, we come in and reduce that cost for them.
So that would basically be somebody that's like on a gross lease rather than a triple net where it's getting passed through.
Correct.
Now, we're going to at least try to give a little bit of love to the cost segregation guys. We'll hopefully have Mike call back and get on, but if not, we'll bring on Otto back on, and we'll talk about how he worked with cost seg.
Yeah, I mean, I could give you a little bit on the cost segregation. Actually, I was doing a presentation yesterday to one of your associates, and I was there with Julio, who's the CEO of Engineered Tax Services. And quite frankly, they buy distressed A-rated office buildings, and they want us to come in and do a cost segregation from Julio's side, plus work on the 179D energy credits. And then we come in and put in our controls, and we reduce the electric bill. They can turn these distressed properties instantaneously into a profitable venture without even really any significant money outlay.
Wow, I wish the guy from auction.com was listening to that. Think about the upgraded pro formas he's going to do. I guess he's going to need you to do that now, Otto, since you're listening. We're going to have to go to a break. Did Mike ever call back? Mike died, but we'll talk more cost seg. We'll bring Otto back on. Maybe we'll get a little bit more CCIM on. We'll be back after this. Take it away, AC.